the Old West. Cisco, the sheriff, he is in closer. This way, Pancho Bravado.
The Cisco Kid. Kid in our gripping story, Westward from St. Joe. The city of St. Joseph, Missouri, holds a secure place in the development of the West. With the discovery of gold in California and later in Colorado, St. Joseph became a terminal and point of departure for the westward traffic, a strange conglomeration of carryalls, covered wagons, and the great mule-drawn freighters. Because the need for food and supplies was imperative, stockyards and outfitters' establishments sprang up, and St. Joe began to boom. As our story opens, it is early morning in one of the big camping groves along Frederick Avenue. The Cisco Kid and his ever-present companion, Poncho, are walking towards a man who is hitching two horses to a small cargo wagon.
You make Senor Orbis wagon and his partner go with the wagon train, Cisco?
No, I cannot make them go with the train, Poncho.
But you the wagon train capitan, no?
Even so, that gives me no right to try to force any travelers to join the train. What is this, Senor Wagoner?
What is this, Senor Wagoner?
Good morning, Poncho.
Yes,
fine morning,
too. Si, senor. Are you and your partner starting out at once?
Yeah, my nightfall will be far ahead of you.
I have no doubt, senor. But sometimes haste is dangerous.
I have made this trip 5 times, sister.
I have made the trip 10 times, senor. And never have I seen this town of St. Joseph so full of hoodlums and bandidos as it is right now.
Yeah, but we will leave them behind. And besides, why would anyone hold up me? August Wagner, a poor man.
You're not a poor man, senor.
It's a matter of common knowledge that you deal in diamonds, Senor Wagner. If you buy them in the east, take them west and sell them in the mining camp.
But I have told no one in St. Joseph.
Last night in the cafe of the Edgar House on Francis Street, I saw two hombres who hang around the gold mine picking up what money they can dishonestly. They would know you deal in diamonds.
Can't you see that Lee Britton?
Lee, the tough hombre. And Jean Paulus, who was with Britton, is a vicious killer.
That a bad, bad hombre for you.
But we will not have trouble unless it means that the Indians.
The Pawnees and the Sioux are fighting each other these days. I do not think they will bother you. But watch out for the white men, senor.
Banker, Francisco, but I do not worry.
Very well. Hasta la vista.
And good luck.
Come, Pancho.
We'll gun them down, both of them.
You mean August Wagner and his partner, Gene?
Yeah, I mean August Wagner and his partner. And I'll do the shooting myself.
You're the boss.
You bet I'm the boss. We'll draw rein on top of this next rise, boys. I'll say one thing for you sidewinders. You sure got yourselves up to look like Pawnees.
And you did mighty well yourself.
I miss you, Lou. I always aim to do well at whatever attack. Better than the next number. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We'll drop one of these Tommy Hawks and a feather or two. That'll establish us as Indians. Hey, there's a wagon coming along down there.
And they got across the Nottoway River mighty quick.
Get ready to ride, you hombre. All right, let's go. Get up. Hold your fire now. I'll gun them down. I got the partner.
There goes Wagner, running for the ravine.
All right, boys, open up on him.
Off with a big rush in that ravine. He's going to be hard to find.
We can find him. First off, he'll ransack that wagon. Ho, ho, ho. Get busy. Find him, Diamond.
I'll search the body of this hombre.
Gene, look here, in this little box.
You found him, Lou. By thunder, look at him, Florida.
Hey, well, what about Wagner? Want us to hunt him down?
No, let him go. Might be a good idea, Jack, to let him put the blame on the Indians. Because I'm thinking now of going after that wagon train that started out this morning.
The one the Cisco Kid captain of?
Yeah.
And I ain't hankering to get mixed up with Cisco, Gene.
Well, I am. I'm a better man than Cisco any day in the week, and I aim to prove it.
Well,
almost to Nottaway River now, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Hey, Cisco!
Mule skinny del Slaughter calls you, Cisco.
Si, Senor Slaughter.
These here doggone wardeners, mules of mine, are dragging their bellies on the ground.
They look like good mules to Pancho.
Very well. The river rest is in order before we start to cross the river. Pass the word back. Hold up.
Hold.
Oh, you crazy person, lampy, corner the mud. Whoa! He's call his mule name, Cisco.
So does every good mule, Skinner Amigo. But Senor Slaughter is very fond of his mules, in spite of what he calls them.
Loco, how'd you like Pancho to call you a lampy and spoon of mud? No, huh? Pancho, I blame you.
Senores, over here, please. We'll make use of the two big scows, a jumbo ferry on the Nottaway. I would like 10 of you to ride ahead and make sure those scows are ready.
Cisco, hombre, come this way and see.
Just about done in. Come on, Pancho. We'll go and meet him.
Si, Cisco.
Pancho, he's Senor August Wagner. Senor Wagner, are you hurt?
I'm not hurt. The Indians.
Here, I'll take your arm. Pancho, get some water.
And Pancho, run for the water.
Now, what about the Indians?
They attack. Kill my partner, but I escape. They steal my diamonds.
Where did this happen?
About 2 miles west of the river. Oh, you were right, Francisco. You were right. We shouldn't have tried to go alone.
What Indians?
The Pawnees. We were on the trail in the Red Devil's...
Pancho and I will have a look, senor. After the wagon train starts, we'll ride ahead. Come, you can ride with Senor Slaughter. Come on. Senor Slaughter, can you take a passenger with you for a few miles?
Why, sure thing, Cisco. Climb right up, mister. Here, I'll give you a hand. You sure look winded.
He's the wood.
I'll take it for him, Pancho.
I'm a ruined man, my diamond.
I am sorry for you, senor, but you still have your life. Do not forget that. Start up your wagon, Senor Slaughter. Let us push on to the river.
All right. Betsy, move. You move up in the lead there. Get the sand out of your eyes. Wake up, you knuckle-jointed, black-nosed rather sight. Come on now. Come on. Go on, you no-good dingbat. Hi, get out of there.
Back along. Catch up, senores. Catch up. Now, Pancho. We'll ford the river and ride to the place of that Indian attack.
Pancho, ready, Cisco.
But I still do not believe the attack was made by Indians. Up, Jabba. Come on.
Go. Minute, boys. Whoa,
whoa. Who are them two riders down there?
That's the Cisco kid and his partner, Gene. Sure as blazes, that's who it is.
Well, they're riding chauffeur ahead of that wagon train, sir.
I don't know unless Cisco's got a word about us attacking that there cargo wagon, the wagon.
That may be it.
Most likely is, and he's riding to look the place over.
Then we better ride down there after him right now.
Wait a minute, Gene.
Wait nothing. I'm the boss of this outfit, Lou. You ain't.
I ain't trying to be boss. I just got an idea.
Let's have it.
Well, if we ride in a big circle and attack that wagon train from the rear, just as they're starting to cross the river, we can catch them by surprise. Mm-hmm. And don't forget this, Gene. If we can capture Cisco's partner, Cisco will come after him. Then we'll have them both.
I reckon you got more brains than I gave you credit for, Lou. That's a good idea. And we'll act on it.
We go after those killers, Cisco. We go back to the wagon train now and...
See, my first duty is to get these wagons across the river safely.
Uh-huh.
After that, we can think about those bandidos. Come on, in the water, Jabberka.
You too, look into the water, into the water. There, a wagon train down the current of the riverbank.
See, we'll be there in a few moments.
Do you not think the Indians make that attack, Cisco?
I am certain they did not. For one thing, all those horses were shod. Indian ponies are not. Now, careful going up the bank, Jabba. Come on there.
We find those bandidos after a while.
I hope so, Chico. But for the time being, about all we could do was to bury Senor Wagner's partner.
Senor Wagner waits for us.
Did you find the Indian sign, Francisco?
That job was done by white men, Senor Wagner.
Are you sure of that?
I am, senor. We will try to get your diamonds back as soon as possible. But I can promise nothing. Is that first scout ready, senores?
Yes.
Bueno.
Senor Slaughter, get your big wagon aboard.
Right, Cisco. You lift up them hammerhead. Hi, Betty. Lassie, hi. Either lift them hoops up off in the ground or I'll sell you to a glue factory. All right, get on there. Get on.
That is good, Senor.
Oh.
Pancho, you stay on this side of the river and help with the next loading.
Yes, Cisco.
I will cross with Senor Slaughter. We may need help getting the wagon to shore on the other side. Come on, Bianca. Castro, Signore! You on the west bank! Haul away! Haul away!
He's riding the current now, Cisco.
Hey, this is not a hard river to cross. But when we get to the flat... Castro's what is all that?
I told you,
Cisco. I must get back there. Diablo, come on, in the water. Check it out.
Hey, wait, I'm coming with you. Oh, I don't need to be left on your
back.
Hey, Pancho.
Somebody lend me your trap hole.
Whatever, ho. Signore, listen to me. I will leave this job in your hands until I get back. Get across and make camp on the west bank.
I'm with you, Cisco. I've got me a saddle horse.
I may be gone for some time, but I'm not coming back without Pancho. Off, give it up.
And Cisco and the mule skinner Del Slaughter ride towards an ambush. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Westward from St. Joe. Going against Cisco's advice to travel westward from St. Joseph in the wagon train, August Wagner, diamond dealer, and his partner went ahead and were attacked by desperados made up like Pawnee Indians. Later on, these same desperados attacked the train from the rear as it was in process of crossing the Nottoway River and captured Cisco's faithful companion, Pancho. At once, Cisco and the mule skinner, Del Slaughter, started in pursuit.
How far do you think them hombres are ahead now, Cisco?
About half a mile.
That's about the distance I figure, too. Nice of them to leave such a plain trail for us to follow.
So nice, it makes me suspicious, Senor Slaughter.
You mean you think they want us to follow them?
That is the way it looks to me. Let us stop here for a moment to reconnoiter. Hold on, Mahou. Another thing that makes me suspicious is that those bandidos rode into the wagon train only to capture Pancho.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
They made no attempt to carry the attack beyond that.
Well, what do we do now, Cisco?
Let us go forward on foot. It may be that those bandidos are not half a mile ahead. It may be they are waiting for us within 100 yards or so. Let us find out, Senor.
We'll stop right here on this bluff.
Whoa.
Get down off of that horse, fat one.
You're careful who you call fat one, bandido.
I said get down off of that horse. Now get down.
Hey, let go of Pancho. Let go of it.
Yeah, that'll learn him, Gene.
Next time I give you an order, you jump.
Cisco get hold of you. He fixed you for this. You poor knee.
Couple of you hombres, get the fatten over there in time to one of them trees. Lou.
Yeah?
You better stay here where you can watch the back trail.
All right, Gene.
Not even look like Indian. Not even fool Pancho scorching the low Porfirio. And Porfirio very easy to fool.
Shut up, you.
It's gonna know you hombres, not Indian.
Shut the fatten up, one of you hombres. So you think Cisco will track us, do you, Lou?
I sure do. They tell me that Cisco sets a heap of store for that fat partner of his. He's bound to try to rescue him.
Then we capture Cisco.
Easy as pie if you do as I told you. There won't even have to be a fight.
Reckon if I see him, I'll take a couple of shots at him just for luck.
Mm-hmm. Suit yourself, Gene.
Then after we capture him, we'll leave him and the fat and under guard, and we'll get back to that wagon train camp. I want more of them valuables, Lou. A lot more of them. And this is my day to get them.
be an animal.
It might be, but I do not think so. Keep your eyes open. Keep under cover of the rocks as much as you can.
Yeah, that's what you say to do, Cisco. It's good enough for me.
Follow me, senor.
You reckon I'm going to get my open fight?
I would not be surprised. Wait.
Now what?
There isn't over there to move that bush. I just saw him look through.
By the jumping Jupiter, that was a close one.
Keep under cover, senor.
Shoot at me, will they? Why, them wall-eyed, thick-skulled Talawalahoos, I'll show them. How do you like that? And that?
Do not waste your ammunition, senor.
Hey, Cisco.
What do you want, Bandito?
We've got your partner up here. Go on, Patton. Talk to him.
Aren't you up here, Cisco? Imagine you mind that. You capture these Banditos.
You better mind it, Cisco. You and that hombre with you. Walk up here with your hands in the air.
Why, you malahitali!
Say, hold your fire, senor. You, Bandito. Suppose you walk down here with your hands in the air.
I ain't fooling, Cisco. Either you two come up here, or I'll gun down your partner.
Yeah, you make big talk through the hat, Cisco. Not you pay attention.
You sure better pay attention, Cisco. You hombres bring the fat over here to the edge of the bluff.
Hombre, if you hurt Pancho in any way, you will be sorry for the rest of your life.
That kind of talk don't mean a thing, Cisco. Now, here's your partner.
Now, do you mind this, Bandito, Cisco?
I'll give you till I count to three to say you'll walk up here. If you won't, then I'll kill this partner of yours right before your eyes.
He's bluffing, Cisco.
I'm not so sure.
One.
I cannot take a chance.
Two.
All right, Bandito. I will do as you say.
Unbuckle them gun belts and drop them. Now, start walking.
Reckon them critters got us this time, Cisco.
So it seems, senor. But keep your eyes open. There may be a chance to escape.
By the time we reach that wagon train, it'll just about be dark.
Yeah, huh? Just about.
We'll gun down the sentries, and then we'll rush them wagons.
Maybe they'll be expecting another attack, Gene.
What of it? A couple of bullets will start them running.
And you better look things over pretty careful first. Hey, Sam, you saw how easy it was to capture Cisco, didn't you?
All right, I know what I'm doing, Lou.
Yeah, I guess you do, only I...
Go on, let's have it.
Well, to my way of thinking, you should have left a couple more of the boys to guard Cisco Kid and the other two.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, Cisco's a mighty slippery hombre.
Hold it a minute, boys. Now, will you say that again?
Well, I just think that... What's the idea, Gene? What are you looking at me like that for?
Just to me, you've been getting mighty cocky during the past few hours. You ain't aiming to take over this here gang, are you?
No, of course not. You know better than that.
You figuring cause I accepted a couple of your plans of yours that I'm going to do everything you say?
No, that ain't it.
Get down off of that horse.
And what for?
Get down!
Sure, Gene.
See how you like this. That's just a hint as to who's boss.
Hey, you're the boss, Gene.
You sure you know it?
Yeah, you're the boss.
All right, then. Get back on that horse. Any of the rest of you hombres got the notion of taking over, say so right now. Now on, I'll make the plan. Here's what we're going to do. After we hit that wagon train, we're going back up to the bluff. We're going to kill Cisco and the other two, and then we're going to ride west into Apache country. And make up like Apaches and hit more wagon trains. Now, come on, let's go.
Hey, those bandidos tie Pancho up like the turkeys.
You are not the only one, Pancho.
They tied our hands and feet, slashed their ornery doggone hide.
And Pancho cold, too. Not near enough to that campfire. Yeah.
Now is the time for us to get away.
Well, the two guards are...
Bring us the water.
I can't get through. That's no.
Pancho, not getting either.
Well, then there's only one way to do this.
Hey, you roll toward that campfire, Cisco.
Keep your voice down, they are.
Could have tried to burn these ropes off my wrist.
But you'll burn yourself.
And I do that, Cisco.
I will be careful. We must get away. People, that wagon train are in
danger.
You sure got nerves, Cisco.
It's not. Aren't you this rope?
It's burning now.
Give me those guards.
Stay away for a few more minutes.
Now the rope is giving. Now to get the rope off my ankle.
Hurry, Cisco. Guards, come back.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Hey, Cisco, get loose.
Hey, are you all right, Bandito? My thanks to you. No. Staying away this long. No. Also my thanks to you, Aubrey.
By thunder, Cisco, that's real punching.
Cisco hit hard, no?
Oh, sure would hate to have him hit me.
I will set you free first, Pacho. You can tie these two banditos while I untie Sayer Slaughter. After that, we will have the ride of our lives back to camp.
We'll stop here in this road for the wagon train. From now on, don't make any noise. They got a couple of guards out, huh? Lou.
What do you want?
Come here. Mister, you're heading for trouble unless you quit acting this sullen. Understand?
Yeah, sure, Gene, sure.
All right. We're going to gun down them two guards. I'll take the one on the left. You take the one on the right. Minute we shoot, you and me start yelling. Then we'll charge the camp. Get ready. Aim.
Hey, somebody's coming. Hey,
thunder, drop the gun on my head.
Same here.
Here we come!
You mean the gang of murderers, Coyote?
This is what you know I want to get my hands on.
Look out!
This go!
I don't want to look out!
Why'd you take this one, Cisco?
Oh, no, Pancho, I got him.
All right, fine, you take the rest.
I'll kill you, Cisco, I'll kill you.
Not by fighting that way, Bandito.
Come on,
these Bandito's bestest ponies are white men, senores. Surround them. Now for you, killer, this. And that.
That's enough, Cisco.
Yeah. I got this whole cat
licked too, Cisco. Bueno, Señor Slaughter. He's going to go hard with his gang of murdering buzzards.
Not me, Cisco. Gene Paul is there. He did the killing.
Oh, you double crosser.
Get out.
Keep talking, Britton. Where are those diamonds?
Gene's got them in that pouch around his neck.
You squealer.
Teach you to beat me up, Gene. I'll turn state's evidence for you, Cisco, whenever you say.
You can talk to the judge about that, Bandito. From the nearest jail where all of you are going to be very soon.
Hey, Pancho. Senor, this Wagner get his diamonds back.
Si, so he did, amigo.
He say that from now on he travel west with the wagon train.
I believe Senor Wagner learned his lesson.
But he grateful to us, Cisco.
Si, he is.
He try to give us money. When we not take the money, he have the cook bake a big cake for you.
And for you, Pancho.
And for Senor Del Slaughter.
It was a very, very fine cake, too.
Very fine.
But tell me, Chico, when we ate that cake,
yes.
What was the disagreement you were having?
Disagreement?
Yes, with Senor Slaughter.
Oh, there's no disagreement, Cisco.
Well, it certainly sounded like a very loud disagreement.
No, that's not a disagreement. That's an agreement.
Well, I must say, I never heard an agreement like that.
Oh, see, an agreement.
Just how could you call that an agreement, amigo?
Because Senor Slaughter wants that last piece of cake.
Yes.
So did I.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West. The Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Vassar, Pancho by Harry Lang.